Good morning, everyone. This is Louis DeFrone, bringing you the Key West Loop Talk Show, more technically known as Blog Talk Radio. I am speaking to you, broadcasting from sunny Key West, but it isn't sunny now because it's dark outside, and I assume it's dark everywhere in this country where people are listening, and outside this country, though, there may be some sunlight. I'm beginning to think the show may be going on too early. I received several comments from friends locally, and some wrote to me saying 7 o'clock's too early. I'm not up at that time, or I'm too busy. I'm considering rescheduling the show to another time, afternoon, more later in the morning, afternoon, early evening, late evening. Let me know what you think, especially about what time you think it should run, where it would be best. Write to me at my blog, keywestlew.com. Just put a comment in after the blog, keywestlew.com. I would appreciate knowing what you think. Okay, been an exciting week. We got a lot of things to chat about. Anything you want to talk about, we will talk about. The call-in number is 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. If you are listening to me now with your computer, which is the only way you can listen to me, the guest call-in number is right there, 646-478-5731. Call me up, talk with me, agree, disagree, bite my ear off. Let's chat. I'd like to talk about, but you can talk about anything you want to bring up, the Super Bowl. Was it a great game or not? I received a lot of comments, heard a lot of comments both ways. I'd like to chat a little bit, too, if anyone cares, about Senator McCain. Has he gotten too old? Has our hero of yesterday become a burden today? Has he become an arrogant old man? Golf. I'm a golf fanatic, and most people are, especially of the male gender. Well, Mickelson won this past weekend. Tiger won the week before. This Snedeker, he's terrific. This guy gets up to the ball and hits it. Are we starting this dynasty like we had in years past, way back with Nicholas Palmer, Trevino, Gary Player? These fellas would, each fight against each other. They were generally in the top four, and somebody of the four would win. Also, I want to chat a little bit about the Greek Isles. The ferry boats are having a strike. If you recall, I had trouble with the ferry boats when I spent 5 weeks in Greece this summer, so I can understand firsthand what is going on with a strike in the Greek Isles. Then there's something else that I've written about and talked about. I talked about it on my television internet show here on Friday mornings, and I've written about it in my blog, keywestlew.com. And that's the rise of the Nazi Party in Greece. It's something to be aware of. Right now, it's anticipated in the next election, they will be the third largest political party in Greece. They're up there, and they're anti-Semitic. They're anti-immigration. They're beating up Pakistani people who are living in their country. They're attracting the youth. They think Auschwitz was a terrific thing. They only want people to speak Greek or die. Very simple. So that's something we should be aware of, and if you're interested, chat about. And anything else that might come up. The call-in number, my friends, is 646-478-5731. 646-478-5731. I'm going to start all alone. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl. I thought it was a terrific game. Absolutely terrific. Where else can you have a professional game where one team is winning big at the end of the first half, the other team comes back big time, they're basically close to being tied, the losing team has an opportunity to score a touchdown, they're on the 7-yard line, they've got 4 plays to get it over the line, and what a defensive game Baltimore played at that time. Their line held, and with 4 opportunities, San Francisco could not break down the Baltimore defense. I think the game was won right there. I don't think it was based on if there was a bad call at the end with that ball in the end zone. I wonder, the lights went out. For those of you who watched it, the lights went out. The lights went out in New Orleans just after the start of the second half. And just after, who was it, Baltimore scored a touchdown with a kickback run in excess of 100 yards. And the lights went out, and the game was halted for 34 minutes or 37 minutes. Some say that killed the momentum of Baltimore and for some reason juiced up San Francisco. Okay, I got someone on the line here. Let me see now. Where do I go? I go over here. Just a minute. Yeah. Very few people calling, so. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Who's this?
I am calling from Milan, Italy.
Is this Anna?
Yes.
Anna?
How are you?
Thank you for calling me. Good. How are you?
Fine. Very cold here. I called you because you enjoyed me yesterday with your yesterday vlog. Very nice. I laughed because here, also in Italy, also in Milan, we celebrate, we are in the Blackbird Day, like in Korea.
You like that story, huh? I got that from a friend of mine in Seoul, South Korea, Sukhyeong Kim.
Yeah,
let me tell the listening audience about the blackbirds. There weren't blackbirds. They were all white birds. They were living in a cold area, the white birds. So they all got in the chimney to keep warm. When they came out of the chimney, they were no longer white. They were black. That's how we got blackbirds.
No, but there is a difference here. Because we say it is a she-white bird. And the she-white, she is a feminine. But however, it is funny, very, very nice. Everybody in Italy, northern Italy, is afraid of these days, and also if there is a sun, they feel cold because, you know, it is a so old tale that the people believe that are the coldest because it is the perihelion because of the inclination of the sun rays, you know. And so they are...
Okay, it's cold there. I know it's cold. It's not cold here, but it's cold in the United States in the northern part. Let me ask you something. I understand Silvio Berlusconi. He's got to be a terrific guy. This guy likes young girls, and he doesn't pay his taxes. Wait, let me speak for a moment, Anna. I understand he sent you people a letter saying he's going to save you money in your taxes if you make him prime minister again or what. What did he do, Anna?
No. You anticipated me because I was asking you, telling you that I would like to speak about another blackbird.
Talk about the blackbird. Whatever you like. Talk to me about the other blackbird.
What do you think? The blackbird is Mr. Berlusconi, the other one. What do you think about him? Not asking me. I will vote for him because he is a big businessman, and I believe we need a big businessman to help Italy to raise it to after the recession, you know, right. We have.
Let me ask you some questions to put this in perspective. Yeah. Italy is hurting today because of the euro problem, yes or no?
Yeah.
Is Italy hurting today economically?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a new president, Monti, our prime minister. What kind of job has he done?
Terrible. Because he helped banks. Italian banks are going to fail some, not all, I hope so. Like Monte dei Paschi di Siena. You brought also, because It was my bank, so I I was so afraid I put my money in a German bank, the German bank. I do not.
Your banks right now, your banks, Italian banks, are in trouble. It's like here in America in 2008, banks are failing.
Yeah.
And you took your money out of an Italian bank and put it in what kind of a bank? The Dutch bank?
German bank.
German bank. They got all the money today, haven't they, the Germans?
And so Mrs. Merkel has my money, but I am not lucky.
Do you trust Merkel with your money? I want to talk about the letter, you people. I understand all of Italy got a letter from Berlusconi, which said, in effect, if you elect me or my party, you have an election at the end of February, I'm going to give you back all the extra taxes you've been charged under Monti, because Monti tripled your real estate taxes over a period of 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he signed the letter, I hug you.
Hug. Yeah.
Did you get a letter like that?
Yeah. He brought it to his sons, and he said, I will give you back not only to his fans, but for the first house, the residence, I'll give you back the money you paid to Mr. Monti. But wait, the problem is that in northern Italy, everybody has 2-3 houses because it is so cold, and in winter we go to the Alps, we go to by the seaside, because in January it is, so we pay a lot of taxes on the second and third houses. These houses Berlusconi do not take off the taxes of this house.
Let me tell you, to the American people, if the Italian people own 3 or more houses, it doesn't look good. We're thrilled and happy if we can own 2. Do you think Berlusconi's going to win?
I do not know what will happen, however. Do not know. I have not well understood what you said, but Mr. Berlusconi will put heavy taxes on tobacco, on lotteries, and so on, so he can give us back some taxes on the houses, you know.
Anna, tell me something. Do you know anything about the Nazi party in Greece?
Yeah, I know, unfortunately, yes.
What do you know?
Yes. They have a big depression. It is quite bigger than in Italy because they have no industries, no manufacturers. And so in Italy, northern Italy, we have a lot of manufacturers of, many things. So it is completely different, Italy, from Greece. But they have a deepest recession. And so people is hungry and angry as well. And so, you know, they have to eat. Children have no food. So what to do? They became crazy, mad. And
this
so
the German party, as I understand, the Nazi party, rather, is becoming very popular in Greece.
Yes, because they ate Europeans because of the euro, because the euro is the base of their problem, they said, you know. And they cannot see Europeans, mainly Germans maybe, but also Europeans, I was told. So until last year, I would like to buy a flat over there to go holiday in summer, but many estate agencies told me to wait.
All right, Anna, you're calling long distance from Novara, Italy. The connection's getting poor. I'm glad you called. I thank you. Call me again next week if you want to chat, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Thank you for...
All right, that was nice. From Novara, Italy. She's my friend, Anna. A very smart woman. very smart woman, understands politics. Her former husband was a local county legislator. He was a mayor first of his town, then he was a county legislator. Then he was a senator, like our senators in Washington, for four terms. And then under one of the prime ministers, he was in the cabinet for 4 years as Minister of Transportation. And she was with him along the way, and she understands politics in Italy. She understands European politics. I hope you could understand her. She really is an oracle of wisdom when it comes to politics in Europe. The reason I brought up Berlusconi with her, Silvio Berlusconi, this guy's got to be 80-something years old, in his early 80s. I think he puts black shoe polish on his hair. It's all dark and slicked back. He's become extremely successful financially. I saw both his home and his yacht, about 165 feet long, when I was in Portofino this past summer. The man lives well. He has a history of young girls, I mean under 18. He's been chastised for it, but he always walks away. He did get charged and was convicted of income tax evasion last year and sentenced to 3 years in jail. But no one goes to jail in Italy until the appellate process is completed, and the appellate process will not be completed for 7 years there, they anticipate. In the meantime, he's free to run for office again. And it is expected that he is going to be the next prime minister of Italy after the February elections. And why? Because Monti, the present prime minister for 2 years, has played ball with the Germans. He's played ball, in effect, with the Bank of Europe, and to the detriment of his own people. Increased taxes. You have no idea. They have taxes on everything, and they triple them, and they quadruple them. We don't even compare with the way they tax in Italy. And Berlusconi sent out a letter this past week to everybody in Italy. I want to be your president. At the end, he signs it, I hug you. Isn't that great? I hug you. And in it, he says, all the taxes that you paid, that Monti charged you with, that were extra, I am going to have the government reimburse you. I don't think Italy's got that kind of money. They're in terrible shape. But the guy, he's got brass testicles. He's saying what the people want to hear, and he may very well be reelected or elected again to the post. He's with the majority party, and they're controlling the way things are going right now. Then the other issue, call me up. We had fun. 646-478-5731. 646-478-5731. I mentioned to her a couple of things. The Greek Nazi Party, for example. There is a Nazi Party in Greece. The Greek Nazi Party was typical and probably similar to the American Nazi Party, a small group of, shaved heads and nuts who go no place, you just watch them. But when people can't eat, you heard what Anna said. Some people, she was mentioned referring to Greece, I think, they can't feed their children. This is true in Greece. Things are so bad economically in Greece, better than half the stores are closed. People are out of work. There's no money in Greece. That people will look to those who are radical and crazy, just as the Germans did. In the late 1920s and early 1930s, the only reason Hitler came to power, because he promised those Germans who were deprived and denied, he was going to give them a better day. And the Nazi Party in Greece is saying the same thing. We will give you a better day. The party's called the Golden Dawn Party. In the last election, they got 7% of the vote. That's pretty big. That was last November. It is projected, it is thought, that when the next election is held, you never know in these countries when there's going to be an election, a government fails. The Nazi Party will probably come in a strong number three. They'll come in third in the election, and that will make them a powerhouse because most governments in Europe are coalition governments. Now, what about this Nazi Party? And we should know about this here because this could happen here. You don't know. This Nazi Party, of course, is anti-Semitic. They're also anti-immigration. We have an immigration problem. I think some of our people are anti-immigration, not to the extent of the Nazi Party in Greece. But what they do is they go out to people's homes and businesses who are immigrants, especially the Pakistanis. For some reason, they do not like the Pakistanis. They break their windows. They beat them up, et cetera, and tell them to get out of their country, their country. Most of these Nazis in Greece of the party, the Nazi Party, the Golden Dawn Party, are kids. They're young men. And they aren't just early 20s, high schoolers, and they're even going into the grammar schools. They are attracting the youth of Greece to their side. They have a song that they sing, probably, that praises Auschwitz. You ever hear of anything so disgusting? They tell people, the immigrants, when they see them who don't speak Greek or don't speak Greek well, they tell them, speak Greek or die. Speak Greek or die. So it's a problem. It is a problem. And I'm going to tell you, it's spreading. And in Italy right now, there's a rise in the Nazi Party there. Not as pronounced as in Greece, but a problem may occur there. Let me move on to something. I thought this was interesting. You may not think so. But let me talk about the Greek Isles. I spent 5 weeks in Greece this past summer, and I went from one island to another. I thought it was terrific. The way you get, there's got to be thousands of Greek Isles. The way you get from one island to another is the ferry boat. Those of you who read my daily blog on my trip will recall I got stuck 3 extra nights in Santorini, and I got stuck when I was on Armago 6 extra days because the water was bad and the ferry boat couldn't make the trip. In Armagos, the boat only came in once a week. Santorini, they came in all the time, but they couldn't get in because of the water. The ferry boats amongst the Greek Isles is like a subway system in New York. It's like the subway system in New York City. If you don't have the ferry boat, you ain't going to go from one island to another. That's the only way to get from one island to another. Well, with the problem of Germany pressing Greece to repay the money they borrowed, the Greeks are wrong in the first instance, but with this pressure, an austerity has been imposed upon the Greek people by their government, just as has occurred in Italy. And people work but don't get paid all the time. Like they pay every other week 1 week, or every 3 weeks 1 week, and they're told, these people, by their employers, be happy you got a job. I can't do anything else. If this is not acceptable, don't come to work. There's someone to replace you. It's a tough situation. And their benefits are being used improperly and all this sort of stuff. So the people who work on the ferry boats, this is happening in the ferry boat industry. It's happening in every industry in Greece, but the ferry boat workers, they have a union. They went on strike. That's the purpose of the union. We want our back pay. We want to be paid on time. Stop screwing around with our benefits. We have families to feed. We have to live. The strike is 6 days old. That's a catastrophe. 6 days with no ferry boats. I'm laughing going between the islands. I know what happened to me because of bad water. It was rough seas. I got stuck in 2 places. And every morning I go down to the ferry boat office and they say, today, and they say, no, the water's still bad. Well, the boats aren't running because of the strike. No one can get from Island A to Island B to Island C. It's even worse. It's even worse. On the island of Armagos, I think there were a total of 3 cars, 3 automobiles. They didn't have automobiles. This is a very rural type island. The gasoline for those cars was brought in on the ferry boat. These ferry boats are huge, by the way, huge. They're like ocean tankers. They bring in the supply of gasoline. They bring in the food. They bring in whatever the people need on the island, come in through the ferry boat. If the ferry boat isn't operating, these people aren't getting necessities. So things are rough. I didn't see any, when I was in Greece, I did not see anyone growing tomatoes, beans, or anything in gardens. I didn't see stuff growing, cornfields or anything like that. that's the first time I'm thinking of this. My sense would be that perhaps the dirt, because it's very rocky, doesn't sustain vegetation, so they can't grow their own food, and they're probably having trouble getting food. Drinking water comes in on the ferry boat, so we understand each other, okay? This is a problem. They're on strike, and they're saying, we got to get paid. So who knows what's going to happen? I liked Mickelson this past week. By the way, call me, 646-478-5731. I thought he looked terrific in the tournament. God bless him. He hasn't been winning that frequently, and this is, was a good victory. And with Tiger Woods having won last week, and this guy, was it Schnedeker? He's terrific. This guy impresses me. I like the way, I'm a bad golfer. I'm not even a half-assed golfer. I'm worse than that. But, and you know, I'm like everyone else, you study the shot and everything else. This guy never studies the shot. He walks up to it and he hits the ball. It's amazing. And it generally goes where he wants. We could have some exciting golf to watch this year. We're very lucky in that regard. Okay. I mentioned Senator McCain. I'm not trying to create an issue, but there is an issue, I think, that has developed because of Senator McCain. A war hero. Spent, what, 5 or 6 years in a concentration camp in Vietnam. They beat the hell out of this guy. They broke his arms. He can't lift his arms beyond shoulder length. This guy is lucky to be alive. He is definitely a war hero. He gave those years to the American people. He has had a successful political career. He's been United States Senator for probably 25, 30 years out of Arizona. He ran for president against Obama the first time Obama ran. Obama beat him. I think I watched McCain at the Hagel hearings, and I've been watching him the last couple of years because I'm a political junkie. I think McCain has gotten old. And I can say that. I'm 77 years old. He's 76. Some people, when they get old, get cantankerous. They get arrogant. I hope I'm not that way yet. I may be a pain in the ass to some, but I don't think I'm that way. McCain is hitting people back and forth like he hit Hagel. And he's a warmonger. Every time there's a problem somewhere in the world, which is every other week, he's in the Senate saying United States troops should be sent. We've got to get involved. We've got to help the people of Syria, Bababoo, and all, and in Africa, all these other countries. Lindsey backs him. They're warmongers. I don't know why they think we have to be in every war or we have to give help in every war. We've had our wars in this country. We had 2 10-year wars recently. We're in Afghanistan, though, we're trying to get out right now, and I hope we do. We don't want any more wars. The American people don't want any more wars. I'm going to tell you something. I think we lost a lot of lives in 10 years that did not have to be lost. And you watch television as I do, and when I see these guys walking around with no legs, no arms, they've got prosthesis to help them get along, what a shame. And I wonder, why was it, why did it all happen? Did we have to be there? Plus, another thing we have to understand, wars cost money. Wars cost a lot of money. Bush had us in those 2 wars and didn't figure out how to finance them. That's one of the reasons we're in debt. That's not the only reason. There are other problems. But we did not pay for those 2 wars by, you know, war bonds, debt money, or an extra tax on some industries. We didn't pay for 2 wars, and they're expensive, and that's one of the reasons we have an economic problem today. Okay, I've got 50 seconds left here. I thank you for listening. I know you are listening. I get a printout about an hour after the show that tells me how many people and from where are listening. I know people are listening in Italy. We heard from Anna. I know there are people in Greece today. I know there are people in South Africa who are listening. Because they're loyal followers of Key West Slew, that's all. But nobody calls. Anna calls. I think I've had a total of 4 calls in 7 weeks. Call me up. Talk to me. Don't be embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed to chat with you. And let me know if you think I should change the time of the show. Write a comment to me on KeyWestSlew.com. Thank you. And that's it for today. I thank you again for joining me. We're off, folks. We're all done.